This is the Crusade Forecast. On here, we talk about Christian lifestyle and how to keep your sanity in check. On the Crusade, our campaign is that the mental health of a Christian matters. We advertise attitudinal rebranding, and the Crusade offers you relatable stories, thought-provoking topics, life-changing conversations, and very relevant Bible solutions to aid you live your best life yet. Tell your friends about the Crusade. Hi, welcome back to the Be Crusade podcast, where everything real is talked about. My name is Chidera. Thank you so much for joining me on yet another episode of the podcast. Today, I will be talking to you about a popular opinion as prescribed and recommended by so many people to other many people as a way to get by this tough times. Today, I have the gladness to talk to you about self-love and care. So we'll be looking into everything that self-love and care is. Is it good for a Christian? What does the Bible say about self-love and care? How does it affect your mental health? What is self-love and care? And how should you self-love and care? All right, we'll dig right into it. All right, the first point I want to make is that God loves us as Christians. And the second point is that we deserve to be loved. And the third point is that God wants us to love ourselves. If you take a trip through the New Testament, Jesus gave a command that can be found in almost all the four Gospels. Love your neighbor as yourself. This indicates that we cannot love or care for other people if we don't first give that love and care to ourselves. No one can give what they do not have. Therefore, we must have love for ourselves first. Self-care and love involves accepting the love of God and the works of Jesus on the cross for our salvation. That is what self-care and love should mean for a Christian. As a Christian, loving yourself means accepting the love of God that is very, very abundant to all of us. Like I said earlier, God loves us. We deserve love, and God wants us to love ourselves. So God wants us to appreciate who we are in Him, accept His love, and recognize His works on the cross, all right, for our salvation. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 talks about all of the qualities and characteristics of true love. That means that in loving and caring for ourselves, it includes that we must not be impatient with our growth. We must not self-loathe. We must avoid self-harm. We must be honest to ourselves, and we must not give up on ourselves and our cause. Most times, I talk to people who love me, and sometimes I tell them about plans of giving up, plans of getting tired, plans of stopping a particular thing, and they say, no, you don't have to, because I love you and I'm here for you, and you can always count on me. So people who love other people make sure that they are there for them. They do not give up on them. They follow them throughout their course. They support them as much as they can. God wants us as Christians to do that for ourselves. When you're able to stand up for yourself, when you're able to not give up on yourself, you will be able to do that for someone else. Now, what does the Bible say about self-love and care? I'm going to place two passages of the Bible side by side, and we can now look at it and see what exactly the Bible is trying to point out. These two Bible passages are Mark chapter 12 verse 31 and 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 2 down to verse 4. Mark chapter 12 verse 31, the Bible supports the motion that if we love our neighbors, that immediately implies that we love ourselves. Like I earlier mentioned, God really thinks that we should love ourselves. And loving ourselves means that we also accept the gifts of God's love and are applying it in our lives as well. How do you apply the love of God in our lives? How do you apply it? What do you do with God's love? First of all, knowledge is power. And knowledge that is put into action is much more power. I believe that you understand the point that I'm trying to make. When you understand the gift of God's love to you, you're able to accept it. And when you accept it, you're able to put it into practice. So the love of God affects the way that we think about God, ourselves, and other people around us. It affects the way we go to bed and wake up, the kind of thoughts that we think, the kind of food that we eat, the kind of clothes that we wear. Accepting the gifts of God's love affects our total being. On the other hand, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 2 down to verse 4 has a list of things that will happen in the last days. This is also applicable to when the essence of prioritizing self-love and care is misplaced. I have always said that too much of everything is extremely dangerous. Self-love should not incite us to think too highly of ourselves. You make reference to episode 2 of this podcast. We talked about self-absorption, and I mentioned that when we begin to think too highly of ourselves, we become self-absorbed, and the only thing that we care about is our personal interest. So it gets us towards seeking personal interest, even at the expense of those around us. So this is what is cited in 2 Timothy chapter 3. I just finished reading a book about confidence by Joyce Meyer. It is titled The Confident Woman. And if you're a woman, or probably a man, it's gender sensitive, but I think anybody can read it. You should do well to get that book. It's an ebook, or you can go to the nearest bookshop around you and you can get it, all right? So this book repeatedly insists that self-confidence has limits. What we should have is confidence in God. So in like manner, self-love can be abused. What we should do is accept and depend on God's love for us. We have to depend on God's love to love ourselves. The point I am trying to make is that self-love can actually exist without being bound by self-interest or absorption. That is when the way that we love ourselves depends on God's love for us already. God has already laid a foundation of love for us, and that is what we should follow. Another passage of the Bible I'd want us to look into is Ephesians chapter 4, verses 22 to 24. It talks about discarding our old nature and letting the Spirit of God to renew our thoughts and minds as well. One of the misconceptions about self-love and care is that we may accept ourselves the way we are and suppress the desire for change. Self-love does not mean accepting our weak zones and doing nothing about it. It means appreciating your strengths and putting them to good use. You hear so many people say self-love, self-love, and when you check it out, you find out that they are living comfortably with their weaknesses, with bad habits, with bad attitudes to life. And when you try to bring them to realize that there is need for change, they tell you that they love themselves the way they are. That is a very strong misconception about self-love, and I hope that you take note of it. When you start to become comfortable with something that needs to be changed in your life, you have missed the track. It's no longer self-love. It's no longer self-care, because God wants us to love ourselves and appreciate who we are in Him. So if you get nothing else from this episode, you should understand that that is what God wants for us. So if you start to become comfortable with bad attitudes and bad habits, that is not who you should be in God. And you should not be appreciating something that God cannot support you to be. All right, let's talk about the effects of self-love and care on our mental health as Christians. One of them is mood elevation. Anyone who takes time to love and care for their self is always happy and elated. The person is always excited about life. There are no rooms or chances for bad attitudes. There's no chance for mood disorders like depression. Because the first thing that goes down in our mental health is our mood. When our mood begins to deteriorate and become bad, and we have all the bad feelings, the sadness, you know, it craves way for other mental challenges. So mood elevation is one of the things that we benefit when we take out time, emphasis on taking out time to love and care for ourselves. Love, self-love and care helps you to combat stress effectively. That way, you don't need to break down to get things done. Remember, we said that we have to love ourselves and let the ways that we do that depend on God's love for us. And I also mentioned earlier that as a Christian, 1 Corinthians chapter 13 also applies to us personally before it goes outwardly. Charity begins at home. So you have to love yourself with those qualities of love first before you can love other people. And I mentioned that if we must love ourselves according to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, we must not give up on ourselves and our cause. So that way, even if you break down at some point, even if you don't meet up to deadline at some point, you're able to gather yourself together and move forward. The third advantage of self-love and care on our mental health is esteem boost. You will have no need to avoid social situations or feel unworthy of attention or other good things. Like I said earlier, you cannot give what you don't have. If you're going to love someone else, you have to be able to love yourself. If you're able to prove to someone else that that person is worth all the good things of life, that means you've been able to prove to yourself that you deserve the good things of life. So when someone takes time to care for themselves and love themselves, they don't fidget in the face of social situations. They don't run away from making new friends. They don't think that they don't deserve to be attended to. They don't ever think that good things should not come their way. Now, if you love and care for yourself, other people will have no choice but to love and respect you too. People treat you the way that you treat yourself. Self-love boosts self-awareness, as we will see in subsequent episodes. We're going to talk about self-awareness and everything that it is in the future episodes that are to come. But just so that you will know that when you take this journey of loving yourself and caring for yourself, you are able to find out that there is more to you and how you can put it into work. Now, what is self-love and care? We have been talking about self-love and care, why it is important to you as a Christian, what the Bible has said about it. What is self-love and care actually? Self-love is the pursuit of one's happiness and well-being. Now, we must be very careful to differentiate between selfishness and self-love. Someone who loves themselves does so in order to be able to appreciate themselves and bring themselves to the world to see. That does not mean that they cannot recognize the needs of other people. In fact, someone who loves themselves or someone who loves himself, sorry about that, is able to love someone else because they understand the essence of empathy. But selfishness is when someone thinks solely about their interests and how to provide them or how to cater for their needs at the expense of the joy and comfort of any other person who is around them. So don't be afraid to love yourself. Don't be afraid to care for yourself. And don't ever think at some point that self-love is selfishness. Selfishness comes in when you're only after your interests at the expense of the comfort and happiness of someone who is around you. Now, how do you self-love? How do you love yourself? How do you care for yourself? First of all, set boundaries. This is very important for people who struggle with people pleasing. You have to set boundaries. Nothing happens to you without your permission. If you really think that you're tired to step out or join your friends at an event, set your boundaries. Let them know that at this time, you won't take calls. At this time, you can only take text messages. At this time, you can only step out for an hour or two. You don't even have to explain anything for them, but let them know that there are lines that they should not cross. People who do not have boundaries are people whose mental health are always challenged because they want to please other people and they forget that they deserve love first. So set your boundaries. Let people who are in your life know that there are some things that they can't do. There are some topics that they cannot discuss with you. There are some songs they can't play around you. There are some food they cannot eat around you or bring to you, let them know so that they are not, and when they cross that line and you react, it is justified because they already know. It is important to communicate your boundaries clearly. Don't mix up anything. Don't mind words. Set your boundaries and let them be known clearly, as clear as possible. Secondly, show up for yourself. Someone who knows that they deserve love and good things of life, show up for themselves. They stand up for themselves. They don't let just anything to crush them. Trust me, it's always difficult to show up for yourselves because you feel that someone should be responsible for you. Someone should do this. And sometimes people really, really struggle with entitlement. But when you learn and begin to show up for yourself, you find out that there are so many things that you can do for yourself. There are so many things that you don't need to rely on any other person to do for you. You find yourself being self-sufficient. Thirdly, take care of your health. This is like the most practical way to love yourself and care for yourself. Please take care of your health. Sleep under mosquito nets. Eat healthily. Drink plenty of water. Don't smoke. Don't drink irresponsibly. You know, those things, avoid your allergies. Most people know that they are allergic to some things, but because other people are eating it, they have to eat it to feel among. That is where setting boundaries comes in again. Let your friends know that there are some things you can't eat. And whatever their reaction is, it's up to them. Either way, they have to deal with it. And if someone breaks their relationship with you because you have set boundaries, that is an indication that they shouldn't have been part of your life in the first place. Put yourself first. I think I've done a good job in differentiating between selfishness and self-love. Put yourself first. I came across something. I was reading an article and it says that in an airplane, they always say you should put up your oxygen mask first before helping someone else to do that. Because if you don't put on your own first and you help someone to do that, you won't have enough oxygen or even stay alive to help that person successfully put on their own. So you have to put yourself first. Know when something is going to affect you drastically. Know when something is healthy for you to do. If you think you're going to break down, you can turn down an invitation. That is putting yourself first. Self-motivate. This is something else that we're going to be talking about in future episodes in this season, as we've been looking at the Christian, his mental health. And I want to say that most times we do not need other people to motivate us, because if we keep waiting for motivation from other people, sometimes we might be disappointed, because those people we look up to motivate us also have their battles and struggles that they go through. That is why you have to self-motivate. Wake up in the morning, have a gratitude journal, tell yourself good things about you, make positive declarations that can pull you through the day. This week is actually going to be so hectic for me. And as at last night, I was wondering that how am I going to pull through all the activities that I have to be present for. But I'm telling myself that this week I am going to graciously and gracefully pass through all of the tests that this week has presented me with. And that gave me hope and confidence to actually move forward and attack all of my goals and see towards achieving them. Now, finally, keep a positive community. You cannot love yourself effectively if people that are around you do not recognize the importance of self-love, or if the people around you are negative, or if the people around you do not have strong misconceptions about self-love. Like I mentioned earlier, people who disregard the need for change in the name of self-love. If you have such people in your community, you find out that you cannot love yourself or care for yourself effectively. We've been talking about how to self-love, how to care for yourself. And one point I want to make is celebrate every win. See, there are no big wins and small wins. Every win is a win and you have to celebrate them. Reward yourself for every task that you accomplish. See, I know that a lot of people type more than 2,000 words in stories and articles and all of that. The day that I typed up to 2,000 words, I went haywire. I was so excited. I put it up on my social media. I wanted the whole world to know that I typed up to 2,000 words today. And even when it felt like this is not a big deal, there are so many people who do this every day, I appreciated myself a lot because I've actually not typed up to 2,000 words before. So that was my first time, and I celebrated my win of 2,000 words. That likens to you. If you were able to finish a basket of laundry for the first time, maybe usually you always do half, you cut it in two and wash one the first day and wash the remaining one the next day. And one day you decide to wash a full basket of laundry. Celebrate it. Make yourself a good lunch and celebrate the fact that you were consistent to finish a basket of laundry. It's as simple as that. Celebrate every single win. When you accomplish something that you've never actually done before, celebrate it. Pop wine. Drink, be happy. Just make sure that it is something that elevates your spirit and puts you in very good mood. Is self-love something you pay attention to? What is your self-care routine? You have questions, you have comments, you have blessings for us. Contact us via mail at thecrusadepodcast@gmail.com, or you can leave us a voice message. Please do well to subscribe to this podcast so that, and recommend to your friends as well. Tell your friends about The Crusade. Follow us on social media at The Big Crusade on Facebook and Instagram. My name is Chidera, and it has been such an exciting one with you on the episode today. Thank you so much for joining me. Don't forget to subscribe to The Big Crusade newsletters if you have not. There's a lot of conversations going on there. Thank you so much. Thank you once again. I can't thank you enough. This has been an exciting one. Till our next episode, tell your friends about The Crusade. This is The Crusade Podcast. On here, we talk about Christian lifestyle and how to keep your sanity in check. On The Crusade, our campaign is that the mental health of a Christian matters. We advertise attitudinal rebranding, and The Crusade offers you relatable stories, thought-provoking topics, life-changing conversations, and very relevant Bible solutions to aid you live your best life yet. Tell your friends about The Crusade.